Welcome to Mayor Byrne's podcast on the power of showing up, a path to leadership.
You know, if you're a student right now, just sitting in a dorm wondering how you can actually make an impact in your town, this is really for you.
Yeah, exactly. We're digging into a speech given to Panetta Institute students by Dale Byrne. He's the current mayor of Carmel by the Sea.
Right, but the crazy part is he never actually planned or, you know, even wanted to be a politician. He's incredibly humble about the whole thing.
I know, it's wild. It's like thinking you need a master blueprint to build a house, but this guy just started picking up stray bricks in his neighborhood and like accidentally built a mansion.
That is the perfect analogy. The core lesson here is really about acting before you feel completely ready. I mean, the world doesn't lack smart people. It just lacks people willing to step up without needing a title first.
Okay, but I do want to push back a little bit on that, because it's easy to say just step up, but he's not just a random guy, right? He's got an MBA from USC.
Well, yeah, he was the first in his family to get a college degree, which is huge.
Right. And he spent decades traveling, like 6 million miles, building software companies and homes. So maybe stepping up is just easier for a business executive.
You'd think so. But he actually told the students that his real training wasn't in corporate boardrooms. It was youth sports.
Wait, youth sports?
Yeah. So 40 years ago, he coached his three kids' Little League and soccer teams. And this was in Redondo Beach, not in Carmel.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and he specifically says that refereeing kids' soccer was the hardest thing he ever did in his life.
I mean, honestly, I totally believe that. Dealing with angry soccer parents is a completely different beast than managing shareholders.
Exactly. You have zero real authority, emotions are high, and everyone is just volunteering. So when he and his wife, Margaret, moved to Carmel full-time about 10 years ago, he was totally at peace.
Right. They were in the fifth home they'd built, fully retired.
Yep. He wasn't restless at all, but he just naturally started volunteering, helping the Carmel Visitor Center with these 12 voice map audio tours.
Just to be useful.
Yeah. And he helped the Carmel Residents Association double their membership using some new tech.
Which is basically like building an undercover resume, you know?
Yeah.
While everyone else waits for official instructions, he's just out there quietly building this shadow infrastructure of goodwill.
That really paid off when COVID hit. I mean, the pandemic was the ultimate test. He and his wife co-founded Carmel Cares and grew it to over 300 volunteers.
That's massive. And they put in, what, 50,000 hours to keep the town beautiful?
Yeah, and it gave Adrift people a real sense of purpose. Plus, they raised $1.8 million.
Right. And he also co-founded Carmel Gives with Tim Allen. They gave $300,000 to 20 local restaurants so they could keep their staff and cook 16,000 meals for nonprofits.
It was brilliant. And that impact grew to $5 million net. So when he finally ran for mayor, he wasn't a stranger.
He campaigned in his yellow volunteer vest, right?
Yeah, literally wore his volunteer hat and vest. His whole slogan was just, together, we can get things done.
Which is great. But I imagine ambitious students listening might be skeptical about small town government. Like, Carmel is tiny.
Oh, it's so tiny. 1 square mile, 3,000 people. Mm. And it's a weak mayor system, meaning he doesn't have sweeping executive power. Plus, 60% of homes aren't full-time residents.
But the leverage is that the feedback loops are so visible, right? You aren't lost in Washington, D.C. bureaucracy.
Exactly. You pass a rule and you see the new stop sign the next day.
Right.
And he is so humble about their success, he always insists on using the word we when talking about their achievements.
Yeah, I noticed that in the speech. Like, he says, we shepherded new TOT and sales tax ballot measures to unanimous votes.
Right. And we pass an ordinance giving Carmel regular street addresses for the first time in a century.
Which is just crazy that it took 100 years.
Is it?
He also mentions we passed a $41 million budget that cuts operating expenses, freeing up $6 million for capital projects.
And we put a philanthropically funded $17 million historic library restoration back on course.
Oh, and my personal favorite, we banned pickleball from Forest Hill Park.
Oh, man, that became an international story.
I know. And finally, he says, we are getting 4 projects valued at $100 million by Patrice Pastor back on track to produce housing.
It's an incredible list for such a short time.
But wait, here's the thing that really gets me. His term is only 2 years, right?
Yeah, just 2 years.
And he is leaving office this December after the election, like voluntarily. Most politicians would cling to that seat forever. Why is he walking away?
Because the title never mattered to him. He stepped up during a crisis, got the engine humming again, and now he feels his specific job there is done.
So he's just going back to being a regular citizen?
Better than that, he's putting his yellow volunteer vest right back on to build more nonprofits, like undergrounding the town's power lines.
Wow. He's proving you really don't need a title to do the work.
Exactly. So for the students listening, here is a final thought to mull over. Look around your own school or your community today. What is the one small thing that bothers you enough that you could fix it right now, simply by saying yes before you feel ready?
Thanks for listening to Mayor Burns' podcast. You can see all of his columns and speeches and get a copy of the speech this was generated from at bonadaleforcarmelmayor.com.